Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you haven't been paying attention, we were just talking about the Mets and their standings, right? And it felt like for the last week and a half or so, it's been the Giants and the Reds chasing they're trying to stay ahead of the Giants and the Reds. They have the tiebreaker over the Giants. The Reds have the tiebreaker over them. Giants, Reds. Watching what's going on, watching the games. Giants, Reds. I'm up late at night watching them play the Oakland. I can't help myself. The A's, like. All involved. And now all of a sudden, here comes the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they're clearly the biggest threat to the Mets right now. If you haven't noticed, and maybe you haven't because the games, you know, ended later, or if you're up now, maybe you go to sleep early because you work in the early morning. So if you're listening to me and you haven't noticed, what has felt like a guarantee that the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox are lined up for a wild card series. Like, it's felt like that's going to happen. And the only thing left to decide is whether it's going to be at Yankee Stadium or whether it's going to be in Fenway. But it's going to be the Yankees and the Red Sox. Yankees and Red Sox, it's felt like that has been a lock for a while now. If either team didn't catch the Blue Jays, and now that's become crystallized, they're not going to catch the Blue Jays. They just won again. Good for the frauds. They can't stop losing. They're really working hard on getting rid of that fraud moniker, but let's see them win a playoff game. But they are going to win this division. And so it's been Yankees, Red Sox. If you haven't noticed, right now, the Houston Astros have fallen out of the division and the Seattle Mariners are in. And we're going to get to, because I heard Keith talking about this, and I have an opinion on the MVP, and we'll get to that with Cal Raleigh hitting two home runs yesterday. His 55th and 56th. But the Houston Astros have now taken over. They're a half a game up, tied in the loss column with the Boston Red Sox for the second overall wild card. If the season were to end right now, and they haven't played the same number of games, but if the season were to end right now and the playoffs are starting tomorrow, it would be the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros. And let me just say something. And then we'll get to the Yankees at 3 o'clock. We'll take your calls, 888-808-1019. We'll get into this game. We'll get into the bullpen. We'll get into Cam Schlittler. We'll get into who I think should be the third starter in a playoff rotation for the wild card. We'll get into the offense, all of it. But let me just say this. As the Yankees won last night, the Boston Red Sox lost to the A's. The Astros won, and they have now taken over. The Yankees are two games in the loss column ahead of the Astros and ahead of the Boston Red Sox for the final wild cards, for the top wild card spot. And if the season were to end right now, it would be the Houston Astros. And let me just tell you this. And I hate doing this. I normally don't like the give me this team, I want that team crap, because it can always come back to bite you. Except, of course, the Jays. I want the Jays, they're frauds. But I got to tell you, give me the Astros any day of the week, twice on Sunday. This Astros team, excuse me, this Astros team is not the previous versions of the Astros. It's just not. I know they took 2 out of 3 in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees just went to Houston and took 2 out of 3 there. Alvarez just severely sprained his ankle on home plate. Sounds like he's not going to play the rest of the regular season. Who knows if he'll play into the postseason. But not only do I think that the Red Sox are a bigger threat and a more dangerous team, I still want to beat the Astros. And I know they're not the same. And I know they're not as good. And I know that you'll never get even. There's no way of getting even against this team that has owned the Yankees since 2015. There's no way to get even. But if they somehow outplay the Boston Red Sox down the stretch and the Seattle Mariners hold on to that division, I am so uber confident. And I don't know why I am, because it's the Astros, and when the Yankees play the Astros, it doesn't go well. I get it. I've been there for it. I've seen it, man. I've seen it. We've all seen it. But this Astros team isn't very good. I really don't believe they are. And I think they are a far better matchup for the New York Yankees. A far better matchup. And as great as Altuve is in Yankee Stadium, that's the only thing that scares me. And if this series happens, get ready for an obnoxious, obnoxious version of me in multiple ways. But one of it is going to be, and I don't normally like to tell the fans what to do, but I am going to go on a huge do not boo Altuve campaign that's going to make you think I'm a wimp and that I'm like, I'm telling you, because they couldn't get him out at Yankee Stadium, and he was terrible against them in Houston. Like, he feeds off the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium. Pretend he's not there. Read a newspaper when he comes up. But if it's the Houston Astros, the Yankees are going to beat the Houston Astros. They are better. The Houston Astros aren't very good. I'm not even sure Alvarez is going to play in the series now. Not that I'm rooting for injuries, but it happened. Slipping on home plate, coming in and scoring an easy run, jogging through home, stepping right on the plate and twisting his ankle. And I would welcome that series either way, right? Whether it's Boston or the Astros, it'll be some sort of vindication. It'll be some sort of revenge. It'll be some sort of real gratification if the Yankees were to win the series. But I have to say this. The Boston Red Sox, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if Alex Cora is the manager. It doesn't matter if... You know, I mean, Devers is already gone. Like, so there's really no one connected to this Boston team that beat them in 2018. So it doesn't matter. It's Boston Red Sox. It's the uniform. They beat the Red Sox at any point. They could beat the Red Sox in 10 years, 5 years. It'll all feel the same. But this Houston Astros team, as different as it is and is not as good as it is, it still has Altuve on it. It still has Correa. Now it newly has Correa on it. It's got Framber Valdez. It's got players that have made me sick. It has players that have beaten me. And by me, I mean the New York Yankees. Yes, that is true. Like, I still want to beat the Astros. I still want to send Altuve home. I still want to send Carlos Correa home. I still want to send Alvarez home. I still want to beat this team desperately. And this could be the last chance, because it feels like they're starting to fall apart. Altuve's already playing in left field. Like, it's begun. The end of the Astros and this version of the Astros has pretty much started to begin the cycle of ending. And if they have an opportunity here to put a final death knell in it, a final nail in the coffin of this franchise and send them away, and hopefully they never get back to the postseason, it will never be even. They own the Yankees. You can't make it up with one wild card series. Not saying they could, but just one time. Just one time. I want to send Altuve home. I want him to have to see the Yankees celebrate, sit in the dugout, go back into the locker room and take off his shirt and have, you know, take his buzzer off and everything else. And know that his season is ending at the hands of the New York Yankees just once. So I got to tell you, I am excited that the Astros have taken over. I hope they stay there. I hope it is Yankees Astros. One, because I think it's an easier matchup for the Yankees. I think it's a better matchup for the Yankees. And as great as sending the Red Sox home would be, that won't change in a year. That won't change in 2 years. That won't change in 5 years. That won't change in 10 years. Sending the Red Sox home is always going to feel good. They're the Boston Red Sox. It's not about the players. It's about the uniform. It's about being in the division. The Astros are 2 or 3 years away from not mattering anymore. The Astros are 2 or 3 years away from not being a rival anymore. The Astros are 2, 3 years away. I'm not saying they won't be a good baseball team. They might be able to figure things out and have a new version. But this version that has kicked the Yankees' ass, this version I want revenge on, they're 2 or 3 years away at max, probably less than that, from being over. This could be the last opportunity to exact any kind of revenge against Altuve, Correa, and the rest of them. Let's go, Astros. Figure out a way to be the second wildcard team. Let's welcome in the Houston Astros for a 3-game set. Let's do it!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.